Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty.
Hello out there. Is everybody woke? If you're not, you're waking up with Linda Mac Shan. It is Tell It Tuesday, and today we got a great show. We have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on. She's going to talk about having peace, living in all this chaos. You know, Stephanie is good. And then we'll have Miyosha Marie coming on, What's Up and Wisdom, and she's going to talk about basically being in love and having contentment. But before we go, I'd like to extend appreciation out there to the graduates with those smiles on your face, flipping those tassels, doing what you have to do. We're waiting on you. You let nothing get in your way. You let nothing stop you. And you know, sometimes you have to take one or two steps back, but that's only to build up the momentum so you can pounce 10 steps forward and keep on going. We're going to talk about self-reliance as your encouragement quote today. And it states, don't be dependent on anyone. This is what it should be. We each have to strengthen and develop ourselves through our own efforts. We must never surrender to any foe or difficulty. We must be fearless. This is the true spirit of self-reliance. So I know you guys got it out there. We're going to rock and roll. I have Miss Stephanie Haynes that's going to be on with us. We're going to go on with Stephanie and make sure that everything is happening. Good evening, Stephanie. How are you out there?
I'm doing good. How are you, Miss Linda?
I'm wonderful, and I know you had a victorious day. I don't even have to wonder about it because that's the type of person that you are. And you encouraged as many people out there as you could with that big, beautiful smile on your face, and thank you. Thank you for being with us. I'm not going to take up any of your time because you're getting ready to talk to us about what we need to do. It is Telling It Tuesday, so I'm giving it up to you. Stephanie Haynes, everybody.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. So today's topic is on how to find peace in the midst of chaos. So right now, I just want you to close your eyes to the world around you. Take a deep breath in, fears, the panic, the chaos, and just separate it. Forget all about the world. Find the peace through the stillness. Allow your inner voice to be your guide. Attention to the many games of fear. Now, how can we have peace in the midst of chaos, the anxiety that creeps up into our heads and our neck? That's the inner where we have that tension right there in that neck and shoulders and head. So I just want you to take a deep breath in and just let all that tension go. Let all the fear go. Fear is just false evidence of pure will. So we're not going to go there. So you can open your eyes back up. So how can we create peace in the midst of chaos? Chaos is natural. If you look at the world, it's everywhere but to find your peace in the midst of chaos. is something you have to deal with, right? So life is unpredictable and will bring about many different emotions and mind states. They can be challenging and difficult, even unbearable at times. Being in touch with your inner peace is not the same as being happy. When difficult or painful things happen, such as the loss of a loved one, you will not feel happy, that's for sure. But it does not mean you have to lose your peace. Beneath the tears and grief, there can remain a tenderness of inner stillness independent of circumstances. Maintaining that peace, especially when confronted with difficult situations, means being able to let go all the time, constantly, in every moment. Now, how do we do that? Okay. So, generate a positive mindset in every moment. Choose a peaceful job. Sometimes we work on jobs where it's chaos, especially when you don't go there with your being peaceful yourself, then you project whatever you're going on into your environment. Calming tea, like chamomile tea, it calms and soothes you. Remove toxic relationships. You know, a relationship that we know there's no good, and especially during this time right now, during the COVID pandemic, you know, this will give you an opportunity to just sit still and evaluate the relationship that you are in. Listen to peaceful music. Dress in loose cotton clothes. Why loose? Because when your clothes is loose, it gives your body the opportunity to breathe. Meditate. Find a spiritual outlet. And the main thing is to serve others. Because when you serve others, then you have the opportunity to engage and bring joy not only to yourself, but also to the other individual. When you start looking outside of yourself for that inner peace, that's when you find the chaos. Okay? So, Linda, if you have any questions for me?
Well, you know, I did have a question that came in from Barbara. And she said, you know, that she can have she's peaceful at home, but as soon as she steps out to go to the market and do shopping, she runs into all that madness. And she fights very, very hard to you know, keep herself settled and to try to ignore it. But a lot of times it's too much happening because it's like coming from the north, south, east, and west. And how do you maintain that peace when you're sitting in the midst of all this negativity and all this action is hiding around you? Where do you go? You know, you have to do what you have to do. But, you know, when she gets back home, she's a nervous wreck.
You know, I'm the one that to unmask energy, right? Meaning that you don't have to be on the same level that the individual is on, meaning the frequency. You know, sometimes we get caught up, especially if you're an empath, you know, if you impact everybody's pain, their energy, then it's sometimes it's kind of difficult because that's who you are. You're a magnet to that, right? So the most important thing is, you know, vibrating on a different frequency. So whatever, when you go into in an environment, you can bring peace into the environment where it's chaos because you have that much power within yourself. People can feel that stillness in you, that you're grounded. You're not easily swayed or moved by another person's action.
Oh.
You know? So You know, right now we are in a chaotic world. And the most important thing is trying to have inner peace within yourself, not looking outside of yourself or blaming others for what's happening to you at this moment. Because mm-hmm. each and every one of us are responsible for our own inner peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always say if you don't have any inner peace, you cannot have world peace.
That's true.
Because it starts with you.
Yes.
Yeah, so it starts with you. So, Barbara, you know, I just let her know that the most important thing is really to ground herself, to center herself, you know, not to live in fear. Because when you live in fear, that means that you're not balanced, you're not grounded.
Mm-hmm.
You're easily to be swayed. And then you win all your feelings on your shoulders because now you're living in a world of, you know, chaos and delusional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're creating things in your mind that's not really there.
Right.
That's where the fear comes in. You know, so right now, if everybody, you know, get an opportunity, you know, to sit still, meditate. You know,
mm-hmm.
I call it retrieving your soul back, right? And especially kind of work that I do, you know, I always have to sit back and kind of retrieve my soul back because I give out so much of myself to others.
Right.
You know, so, and finding that peace is very important to be balanced, to be centered. And when you're balanced and centered, then you're able to give 100% of yourself to others. Yes. Anything else, Linda?
Well, you know, I'm just listening. And you say the type of work that you do, can you share a little bit? Is that admissible? You know, I know that you work with the communities. I know you work with a lot of families. You work with adults. You work with youth. When you say the type of work, do you mind sharing a little bit? Give us an example of something. I'm not telling anybody's personal business, but what is your day set up like?
Yeah, well, I am a health educator, a counselor, HIV and AIDS, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I do, I help an individual to navigate through all their health services they may need and other
okay.
services, housing, food, shelter, you know, jobs, you know, if they're drug and alcohol, drug treatment, you know, counseling, whatever it may be. It's helping that individual to get to the next level in their lives.
Okay.
You know, and right now is a lot of, you know, and I work with a lot of homeless women as well.
Right.
You know, getting them into shelters, getting them off the streets, getting them, you know, where they are able to be sufficient, you know, reaching their highest potential.
Mm.
So, you know, empowering them to be able to, you know, take their life back.
Mm.
Yeah, getting them out of the blame and guilt.
Right, right. So and I know you've been doing this a while, but with this, you know, with this event that we're going through, do you find that your clients are a little bit more on edge, or are they really
mm-hmm.
allowing this to affect? Is it the fears have come up, and you know the situations that they're in, and the their need because of so much going around? What are the attitudes? Are they more antsy or, you know, unsettled? What is it like?
But yeah, some of them, you know, especially the ones who have mental health issues, you know. You know, the telehealth, they're doing telehealth right now, so some of them are not really going in to do one-on-ones with their therapists, right?
Mm-hmm,
and so
mm-hmm.
some people need that human touch.
Yes.
You know, and losing the human touch, you know, it can make you very uneasy and very unhappy.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
You know, some people need that. They need to be touched. They need to, you know, to see a person, to hear a person.
Yes.
And, that's very important.
Yeah,
and just be separated right now. and not to be able to access any services that they was working on to even move forward. You know, someone was trying to get Section 8, had their vouchers, and now they, you know, they called, it's hard for them to find places. Because everything shut down, or not returning phone calls, you know.
Right.
So it's a lot of, you know, of that going on right now. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's rather difficult. And then when you're working and, like you say, you're going through the telehelp and you're on the phone, I mean, we all have to work that way because persons are all working remotely from home. And I, you know, I talk with different people and the first thing I ask them is, how does it feel working remotely? And, you know, you hear things like, I miss having lunch with my coworkers and things of that nature. And it's okay. And I hear it in their voices, you know, okay, well, you know, at least you're learning a different way. At least you're learning something new, you know, because that's the route that we have to take right now. And even with myself, you know, I do not call myself Tech Sue. You know, I don't do that. And we have to have a lot of meetings and a lot of organizations. And most of the organizations, oh, we go Zoom. No, I'm not Zooming. Give me the call in number. I am a boomer. I am not a zoomer. Not at this time. I am not about the camera unless I'm on stage, and I don't want to see that lens when I'm up there. So it's some adjustments that I have to do because a lot of times, you know, you have to either do this stuff online and you have to pull this form down or, you know, there's a delay. If there's any legal issues that have to be taken care of, you just cannot go file papers or go show up. It's a hindrance down there. So if you know you're trying to take care of something and you can't really get, and I like that face-to-face communication. I've never been an online person, even, you know, with classes. They say, oh, you're taking online classes. No, I have to be sitting in that classroom looking at that professor's tonsils, and I have to have them walking and talking in front of me. I need to physically be there. And that's the way it used to be, but eventually I learned how to, you know, go online and, you know, deal with my cohort and things of that nature. But it took some doing. And when you say they need physical touch, all human beings need physical touch. All human beings. And this is so different, you know, as we always talk about, Stephanie, it takes 21 days to change a habit, okay? It takes 21 days. So our habits have been changed out there, but what we have to recognize is why this change is coming. Don't let that change you. You know, don't fall into the drum, as we say. Okay, we have to do it like this at this time. I have friends that have loved ones, you know, that have had surgery. They might be in the hospital, and they're kind of worried because they cannot go visit them in the hospital because of this event. So it's just like a lot of chaos. Outwardly, chaos, inwardly, how are we dealing with this stuff? And what do we do, you know, like you say, to keep yourself centered, to keep yourself balanced? Some people they're finding peace at this time, but most people are finding a whole lot of chaos. Some relationships are getting better, and some relationships are getting worse. So me personally, you know, if I don't want to be bothered with who's in my household, I go slam the door and hide in the bathroom or go build me a tent and act like I'm in Tahiti somewhere. Okay, I can shut down real quick on you and just be, because by nature I'm a loner. You know, I could take it or leave it. So if it's 10 people in, and if there's no people in, it's not going to affect my mindset, you know, because I was taught to actually deal with myself as a young child. And my parents did that because they would let me play with the neighborhood kids, and then sometimes they would say, play with yourself. No friends over the day. And as I grew older and I started traveling around, I understand now why they did that. So I can go and be with 10 people, or I can go and be with myself. It doesn't really matter. But they gave me that. And at the time, I didn't understand it, you know, so take it or leave it. Some people cannot be alone, okay? And when you have a condition or a health problem and you're needing services, you have a great need and you cannot get face-to-face with it because, see, it's your soothing face and your beautiful smile and your warm voice and your touch. that really calms them down. It's you, because you're there. You're like their counselor, and they're looking forward to see you. So I know I wanted to ask that because I know it's rather difficult to do that. And even though you have your thing, how does that affect you? I know you stay centered, but what does that do to you, Stephanie, at the end of the day?
Well, right now, since I am 60 and over and have preconditions, you know, I cannot even go out and see my clients. Even
mm-hmm.
though I'm a social worker, you know, and that's really kind of, you know, it's a bummer.
Okay.
But, you know, I still call and engage and trying to keep them up and center and on the right track.
Right. I understand
so
what
I
you're saying.
I do help check with them to make sure they're okay.
Yes. Yes, you check in. It's like making that connection, that voice. Like with the young adults, you know how we are, and we're dealing with a lot of youth. You know, they're going to text, and they're going to do whatever. And I say, look, I don't care. You can text me Monday, dude. I want to hear your voice because that voice tells everything. You know, you can put anything and type anything up there, but I need to hear your voice so that I can see where you are. And that's a great protection. But, you know, I'm so glad that you shared that, and thank you so much for sharing some of your personal you and what you're going in. I know you're a dynamite counselor. I know that they love you to death, and I know they know they're in good hands, as we say with Allstate, when they're talking with Ms. Haynes, because you are caring, you have a lot of compassion, and it's just not, and you love what you're doing. And that's why it's so important, as you say, to find a job that you enjoy, you know, that you can take that peace and harmony in. I'm sitting here now, you know, I go out a lot of campuses, whatever, you know, we have to do, but, you know, I like the community. I like to find out the needs. I like to see what's going on out there, and I can't get out there to find out, and it's upsetting me. So, you know, we do it this way, but I have my little inner things that I have to work very hard to keep that peaceful attitude. And then when you're dealing with people and everybody's going through what they're going through, you have to take an extra breath before you go in.
Right.
On them. Okay, you have to think about it because we're all going through something, and that's why I'm glad that you're on sharing this, and I'm glad to tell the listeners that if you are alone out there, don't worry about it because we lift up, because we care and share, and that's why we have Ms. Haynes on with us today. Stephanie, I appreciate you so much, and you'll be coming back next Tuesday. Have you decided your topic, or shall we wait on that? Because we sit and we wait for you.
Yes. You know, I was just thinking, you know, especially now everybody kind of sheltered in. I know we're going to be opening up sometime in July. But, you know, right now I think that, you know, doing forgiveness, you know, for
forgiveness.
Yes, you know, and I say that because of the fact that, you know, we are in a place now where we may be, you know, sheltered in with individuals that we are not, you know, cordial with, right, or close to or engaging. So this is the opportunity to heal, you know, relationships, you know, within your family, your significant other, your husband, your wife, whomever, your children. This is the opportunity to let all this stuff go and, you know, be harmonious within the household. So
right.
Everybody can hear, because when you're in an environment where it's not peaceful, and it's always chaotic, you know, it brings down your immune system because now your fear sets in, you know, you're angry, you're upset, and then that makes you sick as well.
Yes.
So I would like to do something on forgiveness so we can be in a being sheltered in a harmonious environment where everybody can heal emotionally, physically, and spiritually during
okay.
this time.
I love it, and I'm writing this down. I will put it out there. I'll also post out, you know, that they can call in. You know, we have our call-in message number, and I'll mention it, which is 323 769-5879. Call and leave a shout out, a message, ask a question, and we will definitely take care of that. And we can, if we don't have the right answer or if it's not the satisfactory answer, believe me, we will work hard until we give you satisfaction, because that's what we're about here. We're about caring and sharing, education, unification, and the importance of collaboration. And all of this that we're doing, this is, takes a collaborated effort on everybody's part. And I'm going to say to you, we're going to close this portion out because Miyoshi Marie is coming on, talking about being in live and being content, which takes care of that peaceful part, so it just flows right in. She will be on, but before she comes on again, we would like to extend our appreciation to you. We're sending you good energy out there. I know it's not an easy thing. It's not easy for any of us, but guess what? When you move in collaboration and you work together, we can make it happen. So on that note, I'm going to check out and say thank you, Stephanie. Play this song and bring Miss Miyoshi Marie in. If you'd like to stay on and listen, it's perfectly all right. If not, I'll send you the update after it airs. But I'd like to say I love you and thank you so much. And we will remain and stay at peace. And those who can't get there, remember, breathe, let it out, let those fears go, let that anger go, and relax. I love you, Stephanie. Thank you.
I love you too. Thank you so much.
Good night.
All right, bye-bye.
If I kiss, if I held you tight in the morning light, yeah. Would you mind if I said how I felt in the lead tonight?
Miyoshi Marie, are you there? Well, I guess
happy
Miyoshi.
Tuesday, Linda. How are you?
I was getting ready to go back in on that song. How you doing this evening?
I am doing well. How are you? Happy
I'm
Tuesday,
great.
Everyone.
Yes. I told them it was Tele Tuesday. And Miyoshi Marie, well, what's up, is getting ready to talk to us about being in love and contentment. And I just selected that song for you because I just thought that might be something that you would bob your head to. You know, I'm old school.
Yes, and I like that song. I was tapping my feet. You took
I know, that's
window,
why
okay?
I did it. That is
I
why
see.
I did it.
It was perfect. It was perfect.
Okay. Well, what's up? Tell us what's up with you. We waiting on you. You know, I love the topic.
Well, today's topic, being in love and living in contentment.
Okay.
And, yeah. just, you know, being in love, living in contentment. I'm just out here living my life and just being in love. And when I say being in love, it doesn't necessarily mean like a narrow mindset of being in love. Like, first you have to love yourself. So now I'm finally like loving myself genuinely, authentically, the ugly me and the beautiful me and the in between. The yucky me, you know what I'm
okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then it's just also like, you know, loving my environment, loving my space, you know, loving my peace, you know, because, you know, you have to have peace around you. So, like, I'm loving that aspect of my life. And then also, you know, loving that I have a significant other, a partner that actually loves the in and out parts of me. And accepting, you know, love. Because, you know, sometimes we can always give love, but we can't always accept love. It's just something, it's just not a good combination sometimes when you're just dealing with things. And
right.
then, like, also loving family, you know, restoring relationships and, you know, then doing things that you love and what you used to do, like that childlike faith. Like, you know, like I'm starting a garden. I used to do that when I was little with my grandmother. Like getting back to that part of my life, like actually it's okay to live like a kid sometimes. Sometimes you have to have that childlike faith. So just like overall just loving the, I keep hearing like a plant and a flower. Like that's been my analogy all week. Like for some reason the universe keeps digging out these signs of plants and flowers. So basically just watching, just for me and how I can only explain my life, basically just watching all the beautiful seeds that I planted in this dark soil, because anything that has to birth is always in darkness.
And
it hit me today. I was like, whoa, hold up. Like, that's true. If a baby, when you have a baby, it's in a dark womb. When you plant a seed, it's in a dark dirt. When, you know, when man first, you know, it was created the world, it was dark. Everything started in the dark, and then it blossomed. When a caterpillar transfers into a butterfly, it goes into a dark what? It goes into a dark cocoon. So everything has to grow in darkness, and just finally watching all the seeds that I planted are finally blossoming to something beautiful. So that's the only way I could just explain my life, just watching these beautiful lilies, these sunflowers, like all the beautiful flowers that I like. And all the beautiful seeds that I have planted, and just watching them blossom. But at a time, I was blossoming things in a place where I thought that was dark for me, because it was hard, it was painful, you know, it didn't feel good, you know, I was losing, you know. But finally, going through those things and becoming a better me, a stronger me, a smarter, more wiser, more intellectual me, like understanding if I didn't go through all those changes and circumstances, that I would have never went back to becoming who I am today. And so when I say being in love and living in contentment, really being in love with my life and just watching all the beautiful seeds that I have planted, you know, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, and just finally watching them blossom is just a beautiful thing. So that's where I'm like realizing, and also as being in love, but also accepting it. Because sometimes we can always give. That's sometimes when it's time for people to appreciate us and, you know, give gratitude or, you know, homage. We don't like it. It's hard for us to receive it. So, and accepting that, you know, when you give, you shall receive. And it took me back to a quote earlier. It's one of my favorite quotes. The author is unknown, but it took me back to basically as being the co-creators of our universe, the quote is, all power is from within and therefore under our control. So it's basically me just taking power back over my life.
Okay, not all powers are within?
Yeah, all power is from within under our control.
I like that.
Yeah, so it's just basically saying, like, when you decide to take your power back over your life, when you have boundaries, you know, when you change, when you have self-discipline, you know, when you do things out of ordinary. So
right.
It's just basically taking your power back over your life. So, yeah, this is a beautiful state. I'm like in this happiness state of mind. Happiness, happiness, happiness. Like everybody say, oh, you look so happy. And it's like, well, I am happy.
Well, it shows. It vibrates out there because everything
yes.
moves from in out. So whatever is being
yes.
inside, it comes from in out. Like you said, your power and taking it back and stuff. And basically, when you carry that and when you put out that type of energy, you have to keep yourself very much aware, like watching those flowers and butterflies. And it's beautiful to see things blossom, you know. And
mm-hmm.
with my faith, when I go in and I'm sitting quietly and I pray to blossom like a butterfly, to blossom in front of their very eyes, right? So
right.
that means I have to dig down and pull that out. So
mm-hmm.
it's such a beautiful thing to hear that you're at that space. Well, I can hear it in your voice, and you've been a blossoming flower ever since I met you. So that's why you're on here letting us know what's up. And we appreciate
mm-hmm.
you coming in and talking. And when I heard the topic, I say, well, I wonder where she's going to go with that and how is she going to bring that. And I'm loving it. I'm loving this deliverance. I'm loving this you. So, you know, I just want to say to you again, thank you, thank you. And then to learn to accept love, you know, that's what we can't do. You know, you can give so long. And then when it comes back to you, you don't even recognize it. I had a friend. I'll share
right.
this with you, and then I'll let you wrap it up. I had a friend, and she said, I'm going to pick you up, and we're going to go have lunch. And I was sitting down at, you know, at the table, and we had walked around, and we were shopping, and we were laughing, you know, that girly stuff. And I say, you know what? I said, nobody ever calls me to take me to lunch. You know what she
mm-hmm.
told me? This was years back, and I never forgot it. She said, the reason why they don't call you to take you to lunch because you're always taking everybody else. I said, She woke me up. Do you hear me?
Wow.
Because we're
mm-hmm.
automatically doing things where we move from our heart and stuff, and we never stop and think about it. That's been some years back. But when I catch myself
mm-hmm.
going into that reach out, throwing that, I think about those words. And I pull back, like thinking about watching things grow. My Wednesday is my me day. We don't do anything on Wednesday. We dark because that is my day. And if I don't do anything but get up and look in the mirror and say, you know, you're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're great, and just tell myself that all day, I haven't took a shower, don't put on no lips. Sometimes I'll put on some lipstick, you know, just to tear it up and poof the hair all out. But that is my day. I mean, don't call me. Don't ask me anything. I'm not talking to you. And if I have to run out and take care of something, it's all about what I have to run out and take care of, and I have it plotted out. Because just like we plant those seeds, we have to make sure that we're watering and nurturing that
mm-hmm.
soil. Because that darkness, as you say, is a great analogy of putting it there. What's up?
Yeah.
You know, everything starts in the dark. And then there's a quote, and then there shall be light. Okay? So why should there be light? You're right. I never thought of it like that. The baby, the mother's womb, everything, the dark soul, the darkness. You know, it's a beautiful thing that you're sharing with us
mm-hmm.
this evening. No, I'm going to shut up, and you can wrap it up. But I just had to put that out there because you got me excited over here. That's why you was up.
Well, thank you, Linda. I just want to tell everyone just, you know, to continue to live in a vibration which is the only and the highest frequency, is love. That's the highest vibrational of alchemy. And continue to live on a love frequency. And being contentment with what you have within your hands, because everything that you have in your hands is all that you need. Use your gifts. Don't be afraid to accept love. With that being said, I'm going to tell my ladies to keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. And to my men, stand firm, stand tall, don't fall, stay woke. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Peace and blessings.
I love you. We will see you next week. What's up? Wisdom says she loves you. I'm going to take us on out with a few songs here and let them know how much I love them. We love you. What's up? Just keep staying woke out there and make sure everybody else stays woke with you. Love you.
Love you.
Mother, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
Mother,
yeah.
You're every breath that I take, you're every step I make. encouragement. But when your life is turning topsy-turvy and you have no reasons for what's disturbing, remember these words my father said to me.
Never surrender to foe or difficulty. We must be fearless. This is the spirit of self-reliance, and that's what we do here. We'll wake it up with Linda Mac Chan. We keep you woke. We gonna keep you woke. Be aware. Be observant. Love others, but most of all, love yourself. We gonna keep going here. I love you.
Woo! Love you, thank you. Way up high.
I love you and I'll see you real soon.